Hello, After Buzzers. Welcome back. We're talking the reunion, part one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have special guests in studio, and we have lots of topics to talk about, whether it's Kyle and Teddy or Teddy and Dorit. We're going to talk all the drama right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got a dance, girl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girl, trip, go woo on a bitch.
We can say bitch, I think. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
All girl round table tonight. I'm Jennifer Leone. Thomas or Lena is out, and so is Richie Sky, but they will be back next week. And we've got some pretty gorgeous ladies to fill the spot. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
My name is Lauren Spirit, and if you guys want, you can follow me at Two Girls One Office. Be sure to check it out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
I'm Lindsay Palos.
And we got a lot to talk about. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming in.
Yeah,
and
course.
Lauren. So Lindsay has lots of new things going on. So what's new with you and everything fun?
I actually just started a podcast. It's called Eyes Up Here. It's on iTunes. It's brand new, but I'm interviewing really fun guests, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so cool. When did you start?
Like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's brand new. I'm still learning how to do stuff, like trying not to say bad words. No, I'm just kidding. I say the F word all the time.
You're just in that bracket then, and that's a great bracket to be in.
Yes.
I mean, it's my bracket.
No, I love it. It's really fun. It's really fun. I was on Jenny McCarthy's show, and I'm like, I gotta be like her.
Girl.
Gotta do it.
Girl. She went to my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's like my everything. I love her.
Such a boss.
She is. So you are huge on social media. You have 7.2 million. That's not thousands. That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
That's pretty cool.
Who follow all of you. Eyes up, eyes down, all of it.
Yes. I like that. See, I had to make something for the brain. I'm like, you see the body online, we gotta make something for the mind.
Oh, for sure. That's so cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have Lauren, who's a media
social
genius.
Media.
Social media genius. So we have a lot to talk about, and
lots to discuss.
Yeah, and you'll be coming on at Two Girls One Office.
Tips and tricks.
A lot of tips and tricks. So we are talking the reunion. So this reunion is. What did you guys think overall? What did you think?
Love the glam. We'll start with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Obsessed with the glam. I'm glad to see a little bit of heat starting because the season was a little dry.
Yeah,
it's a little chill. Yeah.
It was too chill.
Right?
Too chill.
Yeah. Cynthia, overall thoughts?
I just literally thought I was in a Twilight Zone watching women argue. Reality TV for you, right? Literally, I just felt like it was just women arguing.
Have you seen a reunion before?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to.
But this one, I just was very drained.
Yeah. It was exhausting.
So yeah.
Yeah, really, really draining.
It was.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It could have been funner if Brandy was there, but.
Ooh.
That's
a thought, Andy Cohen. I don't know. I just thought that it was a lot of women going back and forth. And it's like, how much more can we rehash, which is our first topic, I feel like. It's just, let's talk about the rehashing of all of the drama. I feel that even new fights have started. So it's like, it's not only have things not resolved, but they're continuing and then they're just snowballing into bigger ones.
Completely. And I think Dorit is a little hard to follow so often. She's so like off the wall and like gaslighting everyone. So you're repeating the same arguments because she said like 45 different things, I think.
Yeah,
Dorit's a little tough.
She goes back and forth.
Yeah, she's a little cuckoo.
Yeah, I like that Kyle at this point said, or I think she was like, well, you know, you just remember everything differently than everyone else. No one remembers things like you.
Yes.
Cynthia.
I really think that I really saw Dorit playing the victim, and so did Teddy. I can see those two women are victim roles. Mm-hmm. They need to get out of it, let go, move on, and I'm sure they're both very magical people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was not really feeling it.
Yeah.
Dorit's a character of her own. And her favorite line was like, Andy, I can't remember everything I have said exactly. It's just like, mm-hmm. Find a different cop out. Just say you really don't remember, amnesia, what have you. Oh my gosh. So, yeah. I mean, she just should find a different angle. I don't know. I'm just not buying this. Like, I don't know.
Anyone who made up that, like, Kyle was mad at her when she said, like, Erica left the sleepover and Kyle was so pissed at you, and Kyle clearly wasn't to, like, the average human. You wouldn't think that that's, like, super pissed. And to go back and she kind of started shit.
She did.
Yeah. So she's not even just, like, being copped out, but she's, like, starting shit.
Lindsay, I have a question for you. Do a lot of girls try to start shit with you?
All the time. When I watch this show, I'm like, where do I fall into these? Like, who would I be right now? Because I get this so well.
Like, in what terms? Oh, I'm so no.
I just get it. And I wonder what makes people treat each other like this. Especially Kyle and Lisa's dynamic fascinates me. Mm-hmm. For an average viewer, we don't see why Lisa may be jealous of Kyle, but for me, I see her jealous of Kyle.
Really?
I do. I see there's something there, and we don't see how people relate to them in real life. Uh-huh. So they could be going out to parties. There could be something we're not seeing. Mm. But I find the way she treats Kyle differently than Dorit, there's a reason for it. Ooh. And Kyle seems so genuine and authentic and kind. What has she done?
Yeah.
You know? Good for Kyle.
Do more girls try to have issues with you face-to-face or, like, online? Is it more so
that? On face-to-face.
Face-to-face, yeah, okay.
I think the online thing girls know nowadays that you just look like a liar. And, you know, you look jealous if you talk shit to other girls. It's, like, not cool anymore.
No.
Yeah, we're so over it. But face-to-face, for sure.
So how do you...
Oh, yeah. People are... Yes.
So how do you deal with that? With haters, with people in person? Because I'm sure you guys have all got it once in your life. And it's just like, really, what is your issue?
Oh my God, I pick my battles for sure. I'm really calm, and I always know that the good girl wins no matter what. Yeah. Always, no matter, you can make me feel like an ass for 5 seconds, but somehow at the end of the day, I'm going to come back around. I always do.
Good. That's great. You know? That's great. Yeah. And speaking of, you know, women power, let's talk about Maria Menounos's little podcast that she has going on.
Okay, so do you girls want to have fun, learn, and grow for all areas of your life?
Always.
Yes. Yes.
For those who do, we have a podcast just for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets, tips, and how to be better in your life. From health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, and much more. Let our Maria be your big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You heard it, for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know who sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, because I know I'll be watching.
Thank you for that. Can we just talk about, like, Dorit and, well, Dorit and everyone, but let's do Dorit and Teddy for this next topic. I feel like...
So fun.
Yeah, okay, what's going on here? What do you believe?
They are very opposite. Like, Dorit is all about... Dorit is one of those friends that you're so fun to be around, for sure, but, like, you might not call her if, you like, something serious happened. Teddy's, like, accountability AF. Like, she's, like, super, you know, hardcore. Like, she doesn't seem very materialistic. They just seem, like, polar opposites.
Totally.
But they may have similar, like, deep-down sensitivities or something. I don't know. They're so interesting because they're so different. They seem like twin sisters who are, like, completely weird. Like, they're not related.
Yeah, yes. Separated.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. Right. There's something strange about them both together.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like... I feel like maybe Dorit is just looking at her as an easy target and just going and hitting. What do you think? What do you think?
I definitely think Dorit's really disappointed that she kind of initially introduced Teddy as like, oh, this is my, you know, my new friend. I hope you all really love her. And it ends up being her biggest disappointment on the show. Like, I brought her on. Like, oh, like, this is going to ruin my reputation. So I think essentially she's just trying to really disconnect herself from Teddy to be like, yeah, I made a poor judgment on my behalf. I think she just doesn't think they really are the same person, I guess. Yeah. Not cut from the same cloth. So, I mean, with the glasses, champagne scandal,
oh my God,
all
the
that
glasses.
Other. She's just trying to be like, I don't know her. Like,
Cynthia, I know you have a different opinion. You're the most different. You have different views.
The most misunderstood.
Show me.
I actually think that they are two mirrors, reflection of each other. And they're showing each other who they truly are. So it's like, so when I see Dorit, I see Teddy. You know, so they're showing each other what they have inside that they might be lacking, as whether it's self-esteem, confidence.
So draining, reflecting.
Yes, reflecting.
I so agree.
But
yeah, you're nailing that. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
That's what I feel. I truly do. But I just wish that Dorit would fess up to her mistakes. It's okay. You don't have anything to prove. Just say, I am sorry.
Yeah.
It.
I get that. speaking of, can we now talk about Kyle?
Of course.
And what's happening with Kyle? You know, I feel like Kyle's just thrown in, and then she just gets really upset, and then just is like, ah! Then just no words, just blah. What do you guys think?
It's almost sweet when she gets frustrated and she's doing this. She's like, but I told you. It's like the cutest thing, too.
Yeah. Girls, anything on Kyle?
Kyle, for me this season, I didn't necessarily like her role where she was really in the middle of all the conflict. Obviously, you know, you kind of want to be, you know, in the center of the conflict, but at the same time, it was just
for content purposes.
For content reasons. Only. It was just for me, it just wasn't entertaining enough of an argument to even engage in. It's just like, if you're going to, you know, really try to stir a pot, like, make your points, like, really clear, address them directly right when it happens, and try to be courteous of other people's events. Also, in that regard.
Yeah. I think she should dish it a little bit more. I think if Kyle literally one day just told them to F off and that was it, like, that's it. Don't fix it. Don't let them fix it. She's such, I think she's such a genuine, kind person. Mm-hmm. And you can tell she's had, even with her family, with Kim, you know, the role she took, taking care of Kim, protecting Kim, loving Kim when Kim wasn't very nice back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that kind of good heart is probably a little hard and gets abused a lot.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
She probably just wants to sit back after all that Kim stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's exhausting.
Miss Kim.
Yeah. Miss Kim. Love Kim.
I fucking oh
no, it's okay. I only get one.
Oh, I love Cam. She's worthy of that one.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually think the lady should be more like Erica Jane and say, I'm rude to everyone.
I know.
She owns it. She just says it like how it is.
Yeah, it's not you. It's everyone. Yes. This is how I am. Don't take it personal.
Right?
Yes. I think I have a lot of those conversations. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I just think that there's, you know, people also forget that Kyle is Queen Bee. She is the original one who brought in everyone. So, with that being said, I think she really could say, F off to you, F off to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, even LVP, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I know, right? I mean, you just got to think of all the alternatives.
Yeah.
But with these new fights that are hashing, it's like, what do you guys think about these new fights and everything with everyone just kind of pinning things on each other? I feel like Dorit's doing it. Lisa Vanderpump is starting to do it. What's up here?
I feel like this season was like a build-up, and then next season it's going to be like, ooh.
It better be.
Right?
Yeah.
And I really feel like with the Lisa Rinna stuff, I never saw the stories on her Instagram, but those were shady, the stories of Lisa Vanderpump.
Ooh, yeah.
So that is some new info. So I just feel like there's a lot of pent-up issues.
Yeah.
And then next season it's going to be bam. I'm down for it. You got to build it up.
I'm excited for Rinna to just start bringing it.
Right?
I feel like Rinna has a lot going on, and I love how she was just sitting back going, ha, 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 you know, the Yoda.
Yeah.
But she's coming out in these reunions. I'm really excited to continue seeing what she's doing, because I think she's spinning a web.
Yes. I actually really liked her hair. I didn't know if that was a wig or that's her hair grew out. I really, really like it.
I was going to touch on what our favorite thing about everything was at the very, very end. So hold all your thoughts on fashion. And, I just think that we just need to get out all the drama. You know, the Kyle, Vanderpump, Teddy, Lisa Rinna's out of it. And it's funny, Lindsay, you mentioned that there is one side.
Oh, my God.
So how the couches, the infamous couches are set up. on one side, we have all the women.
I thought that the left couch had, like, the hot husband couch. So we have, like, Mauricio, Edwin. Is his name Edwin?
Yes.
Mauricio, Edwin, and, you know, Harry Hamlin, little studs. And then the next couch is more, like, you know, less hot.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
I don't know, but I always, you know, I'm always trying to figure people out. And I'm just, you know, maybe there's something to the husbands.
Hmm.
What you choose in a husband may say a lot about you and how you behave.
Very true.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely got a pink lady vibe with the right hand of the couch as the pink ladies. Mm. You know, their Erica and Dorit were both in those pink gowns. And then Lisa was in red, so she was like Rizzo. Yeah. It was just a little play on that, so I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I mean, if we're done with the drama, let's just talk about fashion. I feel like, anything that we want to touch on with the drama and the new things happening? No.
Well, I actually wanted to ask you a question, because I'm looking up there and then I see the beautiful Shaw in the bathing.
Let's show that. Yes. Let's show that for our audience. Yes. Our views are about to go up.
Yes. Wow.
Thank
you. Okay, so have you happened to see Dorit's bathing suit line?
I did.
Okay, is there anything that you feel that you like on the line that you could wear?
We were watching it today. I was watching the fashion show episode.
Okay.
And the models were stunning. The swimsuits seem very kind of classic. So, you know, they're not very loud yet. So, I don't know. I need to search more. But I think she had, like, a copper-looking suit that I was down with. That was more risky and exciting.
Oh, okay.
But it seemed like most of her line was pretty mature, sophisticated.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of black and whites and maroon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
I'd like to see a little more crazy. Because her style is fun.
Yeah.
Her hair is always fun. If we can get just, like, a little bit more fun, I would love it.
Yeah. And maybe that's why there wasn't a teddy.
Oh.
Ooh. Or a Camille. I love a Camille.
Yes,
I bet you that would be the copper suit.
Camille would sell out. Camille would be the pink color of the ball gag. And then it would be like an amazing self.
She would be. She would be. So let's talk about fashion. I've just made my own.
Those beautiful photos.
Oh my God, thanks.
Yeah, let's talk all about it.
You know, actually, I don't even know if I told you. I did Erica Jane's music video.
Oh,
really?
Uh-huh.
So
her expensive one.
Oh, like
a year ago, you remember that one?
Excuse me, that's the best one.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, how was it?
A dream come true.
Yeah?
It was so much fun. We were pillow fighting in like a bed of cash.
Oh, that's
so fun.
Yeah. It was a dream come true. And we were doing it and she looked stunning. Like the glam, everything. And I remember, you know, I was afraid to hit her with the pillow.
Yeah.
Or the cash or whatever because she looked so good. And she turns to me in the middle of the song playing like it's filming and she goes, "Hit me, bitch."
Wow.
I was like, I knew from that moment on I loved her.
Loved it. So were you a fan before?
I was a fan before.
Okay.
And we met at a podcast and then they called me to do the video and I was like, oh yes.
That's so
like,
fun.
Like super fan goals.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I died.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
What was the process like? Did you get her glam squad?
She had her glam squad for us. So they like had a style and all that stuff. It was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. And that was a year ago?
About a year ago.
And have you gotten anything from that? Like, have you just
done anything? Oh, it's just like bragging rights for sure, you know? I tell everyone.
For sure.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I was in that video.
That's so cool. I would too.
Cool.
Why not?
Yes.
But yeah, the ladies, though, they all look great. Erica looked great.
So
who was everyone's favorite tonight, dress-wise?
I love them all. I mean, I love Erica for sure. That ponytail behaved and bouncy. I respect that. Yeah.
Very Powerpuff Girl to me.
I'm going to give it to Dorit.
Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Rinna.
She looked amazing. She
stepped out of her comfort zone with that hair
and
that outfit. I loved
it. Yes. I liked Rinna too, but I really, my favorite, fashion icon goals is Lisa Vanderpump. She's my favorite, so I liked her.
She's a classic.
Yeah, so they all looked great tonight.
But Teddy, they had in white.
Yeah.
Like the virgin.
Yeah. I felt like that was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She stood out a little.
She did. Everyone was sparkles except for Teddy.
Do you think Kyle gave her fashion advice?
No.
Okay, that answers it.
Yeah. She would have said, come on, let's get something from my store. That's how her mouth's. I just, every year, I know that it's something to look forward to, just what these ladies put together. Last year, I think it was a little disappointing, I remember. Just, like, plain. So now it's just reverse. Now plain drama and exciting clothes.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, do we have any news today or anything from anything going on? And no, nothing?
No, just okay. What you mentioned about okay. The Instagram stories. I was interested in that. I didn't even know. Yeah, was that posted this week?
On Lisa Rinna's page, they posted it on the reunion. Mm-hmm. They had the screenshots, and it was photos of her, of Lisa Vanderpump, and she's saying, "Who is this? Is this look?" She's kind of like, I guess, making fun of her aging.
Yeah.
Which is, like, pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
So she's pissed. For some reason, she's still super pissed, and I can't wait to see why.
I bet it'll come out.
Yeah, because those stories were shady, and if someone did that post, I have a humor, too, you know, sense of humor, but that was like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drama.
Do not ask a woman her age and don't talk about her age, right?
Yeah. And they all look so good.
Yes.
Let's get into predictions. Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. These little graphics. After Buzz TV predictions. Thank you. Okay, predictions. Lindsay, you go first. What do you think?
I think Lisa Rinna and Lisa Vanderpump are going to go crazy. Mm. And I think Teddy will get picked on so many times, and then she's going to lose it.
I love this prediction.
Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait
I want to see more of Camille on the next reunion, too, the part two. Yeah. Love Camille.
Ooh, she should come back.
And her and Erica have a little issue. And these are two of my favorite people in the world, so...
Wait, what was her issue? Remind me.
I don't know. There was just a brief clip, and it's like they have a little... something.
Yeah. Because I'm like, wait, I'm trying to remember. Like, I'm excited for it. Cynthia, what do you think?
I actually want to see Teddy and Erica talk it out, but I want Teddy to get more of that oomph from, like, Erica and just tell her how it is.
Yeah.
Exactly how she's feeling. That's what I want to see. Hmm.
I think Teddy will cry.
Oh my God.
Shed a tear. I believe Kyle will also shed a tear. I just sense one coming from her. And I definitely
sense it.
I see Lisa Rinna doing some and putting it out. And then I see Lisa trying to just back out of everything and
just walk.
Be like, I'm the queen at the end of the day. And Dorit is still going to try to copy off of Erica, probably. If there was a wardrobe change, they also would be in the same colors also.
Probably.
But for the drama, mine's too far of a prediction ahead to talk about it, so.
Wait, no, tell us more.
Well, okay. I think the reason why Lisa has this little, Lisa Vanderpump, LVP, has this type of dynamic with Kyle is due to... Mauricio's career jumping off. And I feel that Lisa feels that she's accountable for where she is in her life. And I don't think Lisa necessarily thinks that Kyle gives her enough credit for her new profound fame and, I don't know, lifestyle.
Yeah.
When it comes to the money.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
The connections in real estate, the agency. Ooh. So I want to see if that ever comes out. I hope it does.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's that, like, hidden... animosity going on between them. That's like, why does Lisa feel this way about Kyle? It's like, money.
I agree. Oh my God, I can see
it.
Oh
my gosh, conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? It's not true. I just like to think of conspiracy theories.
Same.
What if LVP set up?
Stop it. She wanted her. She wanted the commission she never got.
Yeah, right. No, it was just fun.
Conspiracy.
Just
joking.
Conspiracy.
Jokes.
I just like to come up with them every once in a while. It's just fun. No, my real theory. I think that nothing is going to get resolved, and everything is going to go into the next season, and they might bring someone else in. Well, for next week, hopefully it's Camille. But for next season, I think they need to bring someone else new. Keep Teddy, but bring someone else in so that it's even more drama. Hopefully even Camille. I would love to see her back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But as for next week, I just think that, you know, I feel tears. I definitely see the tears coming totally from Teddy. A lot of craziness from Erica, probably. Who else? Probably Teddy, I think, might come out and just be like, this is my last chance. Yes. I'm going to go for it.
She probably has a speech ready.
I know, right?
She's been ready. Practicing it daily. Every day before the show. Yes. I got it. I'm going to stand up to her, that Erica Jane.
That fabulous Erica Jane. But anyway, ladies, is there any final thoughts on this episode, on this first reunion? Anything that you'd like to speak about or mention? Anything fun that you saw in the ending of everything? No? We wrapped it all up?
Did I? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, 40, the new 30. I feel that that was a huge thing that they touched on, although, you know, their faces are like 20, they're beautiful.
What was that word that Lisa Vanderpump said? It was like
ad infinitum.
Yeah, what?
Ad infinitum.
I didn't catch
that. Does anyone know what that means?
I think she, like, ad infinitum. I don't know if infinitum is a word, but I think it means, like, you know, to infinity and beyond. I think that's what she said, but it's very quick, so I don't know. And she's like, ad infinitum.
What? Oh, it's just my accent. Yeah. Well, then that really wraps up everything. So, you guys, please leave us comments. Talk to us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Give us all 5-star ratings and a thumbs up. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you could follow me at Jennifer Leone TV. And to my left,
I'm Lauren Spirit, and you could follow me at Two Girls, One Office.
I'm Cynthia Nicole, and you can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
I'm Lindsay Palos, and you can follow me at Lindsay Palos, literally everywhere.
Thank you guys for being here. Until next week, reunion number 2.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.